A woman suicide bomber has blown herself up and another suspect has been shot dead as police continue to hunt those behind last week's Paris attacks. The French prosecutor says three more suspects were injured and eight people have been arrested in that Paris raid. Now, it's not clear this morning if the mastermind behind Friday's attacks was among them. Australia's Resources Minister Josh Frydenberg was in Paris as the raid began.
Well, it says that we in the Western world are facing, you know, an enormous threat from these coordinated terrorist attacks, and certainly the mood in Paris was very sombre.
An emergency warning remains in place this morning for a bushfire in Western Australia as crews work to contain another fire that have killed four people. The community north of Esperance is reeling from the death of local farmer Kim Kernow, who apparently died in his car. The other three victims were backpackers from Germany, Norway and Britain. In parts of South Australia today, there's a warning of catastrophic fire danger. Islamic State militants claim an improvised bomb made from a soft drink can was used to bring down a Russian passenger jet last month. Security experts can't confirm it was the bomb used to kill 224 people over Egypt. And authorities this morning are searching for a gunman who was shot at a police car in Melbourne's West overnight. Police say officers were trying to pull over a stolen car at about 3:30 this morning when a shot was fired at them.